Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, now to the Nobel Prize in Literature, which today for the first time went to a journalist, 67-year-old Svetlana Alexievich of Belarus, an oral historian who weaves together the voices of real people from stories she collects, survivors of the 1986 Chernobyl disaster, the Soviet war in Afghanistan, the Soviet women who volunteered in World War II, and she does that in a way that can challenge official Russian history. Joining us to talk about her works is Andy Kaufman, Russian literature scholar at the University of Virginia. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And tell us what you think about this. Were you surprised when you heard that Alexievich won the prize?
I'm not sure I was surprised because she had a reputation behind her. She was actually has been a very popular writer, journalist, historical novelist in Russia for some time. Her books have been very popular. I would say I'm very gratified because I think her voice and her message is critical, particularly in these times and particularly given what is going on in Russia currently. So I think the fact that the Nobel Prize highlighted her work is really sending a powerful message to the literary community and to the world community.
Because of the message of her work or because of her way of writing? Is it about the style or the substance?
In my view, it's both. I think the committee really, I think they emphasize that the decision is based purely on literary merit. And in that category alone, Alexievich would certainly, you know, be deserving of the award because she is an incredibly original artist. She created an entirely new genre of writing. So even in that category, she's, you know, one of the tops. But what interests me is also the way in which she tells history, the way in which she tells Russian history in a way that nobody in recent times has told it. And I think that is critical, particularly at a time when Putin is trying to rewrite Russian history to follow a certain narrative, and Alexievich is telling the truth.
Let me just read listeners a little sampling, and this is just a very small piece from her Voices from Chernobyl, but here it is. Here's a little bit of her writing. I'm sitting on my little chair next to him at night. At 8, I say, Vasenka, I'm going for a little walk. He opens his eyes and closes them, lets me go. I just walk to the dorm, go up to my room, lie down on the floor. I couldn't lie on the bed. Everything hurt too much when already the cleaning lady is knocking. Go, run to him. He's calling for you like mad. That morning, Tanya Kibanok pleaded with me, come to the cemetery. I can't go there alone. They were burying Vitya Kibanok and Volodya Pravik. They were friends of my Vasya. Our families were friends. This is just a piece of her writing, but she did write about Chernobyl. She wrote about other major cataclysmic events in Russian history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so one of the hallmarks of her writing is that each one of her books focuses on one of those major, often cataclysmic events in 20th century Russian history, World War II, the war in Afghanistan, as you mentioned, the Chernobyl disaster. But what I love about the sample that you read is it really gives a sense of what's so powerful and unique about her writing. You're not going to read that kind of a passage in a history book. Because what she does is she spends years interviewing. She interviewed something like 500-700 people for that particular book, people from all walks of life who experienced that disaster from many different perspectives. And then she brings all of those quotations and all that documentation, and she puts it together into a book that really captures the human truths of what was happening at that moment. And so the example of the passage that you read really captures a very intimate, powerful, poignant moment in the lives of these people who were suffering. And that's not something you're going to find in a traditional history book.
Do you think that it's likely, and she's the first journalist to win this award, do you think it's likely we're going to see more journalists in the coming years win the Nobel Prize in Literature?
I can't predict that. But what I can say is I think one of the reasons that she won it is because she's not just a journalist. She found a new genre of journalism, which brings the best of fiction, the artistry of fiction, and combines it with the rigorous documentation of journalism. And she brings those two together. And I think it's that combination that makes her writing so powerful. And I'm not aware of anyone currently that has created a genre quite like that. So you know, I don't predict in the near future there will necessarily be a journalist, but if there is, it would have to be a journalist that has done something really unique from an artistic standpoint and created a very unique kind of journalism, which gets, you know, to the depths of human experience.
That's Andy Kaufman, a Russian literature scholar at the University of Virginia. He's the author of Give War and Peace a Chance, Tolstoyan Wisdom for Troubled Times. And he's talking to us about the winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature today, Svetlana Alexievich, a 67-year-old from Belarus. Thank you so much, Andy.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.